And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 76 degrees. It'll be sunny, hot, and humid again today, a high of 95. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In the news this hour, officials in Cass County say they're seeking to balance the various county boards and commissions by having them comprised of men and women. And to that end, a gender balance on county and city boards and commissions took effect back in January 1st of 2012. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says to facilitate gender balancing of Cass County's boards and commissions, the County Board of Supervisors is taking applications for positions that are currently open or which will be open within the next year. Current positions open are two members for the Cass County Compensation Board. The supervisors' previous two appointees were males for that position. Gender balancing would require the appointment of one male and one female to the now vacant positions. Anyone interested in serving one of those positions or any of the positions on the county's website may get an application at the Cass County Auditor's Office. Applications, along with a list of positions open within the next year, are available online at the Cass County, Iowa website at www.casscountyiowa.us/offices/bos/bosforms.htm. There's that same link under the same story on our website at kjan.com. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Cass County Engineer Charles Marker on Wednesday provided with the County Board of Supervisors with an update on the county's secondary roads and related projects. Marker said that this Tuesday was the state bid letting date for farm-to-market account road projects, that is, those which are paid for through the road use tax fund. It includes an asphalt overlay on Cass County Road M56 from Highway 6 to the Atlantic Airport Road, and a similar project letting for County Road G43, or the Lewis Road, as it's referred to. That's from Lewis to Highway 71.
On both of those projects, the apparent low bidder is Henningsen Construction. We will be receiving the contract probably within this next week. I'll bring them before you, and we can either approve or disapprove the contracts. Then they're sent to the contractor to sign and back to us for approval. His bid for G43 was $1,126,129.58. And his bid for M56 was $1,323,587.80.
The late start dates without penalty is August 26th for the M56 project and September 9th on G43. Both projects are expected to take about a month or slightly more to complete. Marker said that during an engineers conference that was held last week, they were informed all engineers, regardless of where they are in Iowa, need to be within 10% of the bid let contract price.
What that means is we're supposed to be very accurate in our engineers' estimate. The federal government has said the statewide has not been accurate enough since about 06, so they're looking in to see why. We're within 0.3% on the M56 project, but on the G43 project, we're outside that 10%. And as we told the federal government, or the representative from the Fed there, we don't know what the contractors are doing that particular day. The oil prices may be down. They may just not want anybody else in their territory. So we do our best job of trying to give an engineer's estimate.
He says on the G43 project, the bid was $163,000 less than the engineer's estimate, but it still came in over the 10% limit. Marker said discussions on those types of limits are continuing at various levels of government and within the industry. He says also work continues on a bridge project spanning the Nishnabotna River on the Research Farm Road, with beams being placed prior to the installation of a concrete deck. The Cass County Board of Supervisors received a quarterly and annual report from County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes during their meeting Wednesday morning in Atlantic.
In the fourth quarter report, Holmes said his office processed 17 claims for general assistance amounting to a little more than $7,674. The amount was higher than normal, he said, because it included two indigent burials. Aside from those burials, the costs were on par for what is normally spent during the time frame. As far as federal VA benefits, Holmes says there were a total of 99 forms filed for those.
There's been a big push in the last couple of years to get veterans registered for their benefits. It includes visits to the hospital. There's also compensation payments. We would commonly call those disability payments for medical conditions they suffered during their military careers.
They also have veterans sign up for nursing home records request and life insurance benefits. Holmes says 216 veterans were assisted at the Cass County VA office over the past quarter, and they received 230 office visits and made 22 home visits. In his annual report, Mitch Holmes said that over the fiscal year ending June 30th, 462 veterans and their family members were assisted by the Cass County Veterans Affairs Office, with a total of 5,118 contacts made. A total of 342 federal VA documents were also processed.
47 in health benefits. That's been a big push there. Compensation and pension, of course, 49, getting veterans their due benefits. Cass County receives $5.1 million annually in veterans benefits. That's an increase of 9.6% over last year. And that includes compensation and pensions of $2.68 million, medical expenditures $2.2 million. That's what veterans who see at the VA hospital, that's roughly what it would cost if they were here. And then the educational programs and vocational rehab, about $157,000. And there's several other little programs in there that we get a spattering of money to make up the difference there.
The Cass County VA office provides a wide variety of assistance and services for its resident, honorably discharged veterans and their family members. Its main focus is to assist them in applying for federal and state benefits and other veterans aid. The Harlan City Council this week approved two separate resolutions pertaining to the Harlan Police Department building project. During their regular meeting held Tuesday, the council also held a public hearing pertaining to the project, but they heard no comments. And the city received only one bid from Linen Construction of Harlan. The estimated 2,100-square-foot project will cost $321,889. After closing the public hearing, the council approved the contract with Linen Construction, and the company plans to begin work immediately on the new police department building, with the completion of construction set for the end of this year. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man convicted of killing his mother and kidnapping another woman wants a retrial. The Sioux City Journal reports a public defender for 21-year-old Kirk Levin of Early filed a motion for a new trial in Sac County District Court on Tuesday. A jury found Levin guilty in June of first-degree murder and the January death of Marilyn Schmidt and third-degree kidnapping and the abduction of a woman he met online. Levin's trial was moved to Webster County because of heavy publicity. His attorney says a second change of venue request should have been granted. The attorney also said Levin's statements to police after his arrest should have been inadmissible evidence in court. Levin is scheduled to be sentenced on July the 26th. A Taylor County woman was arrested on an aggravated misdemeanor charge of child endangerment Tuesday following an investigation into an unattended child left out in the heat. According to the Lenox Police Department, 26-year-old Robin Hayden of Lenox was arrested and taken to the Taylor County Sheriff's Office. Officials said at around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, Lenox police received a report of an unattended child in the 600 block of East Ohio Street. On arrival, officers found a 7-year-old girl sleeping outside a locked apartment door. An investigation into the incident showed the girl had been staying with a neighbor while her mother was at work. The neighbor left to go out of town and locked the girl out and left her unattended. The investigation also determined the girl was unattended for several hours in 90-degree-plus temperatures and without any food or water. Lenox police were assisted in the investigation by the Iowa Department of Human Services. The Harlan Police Department reported yesterday numerous individuals were arrested over the course of the past week. On July 14th, Randy Rush of Atlantic was arrested on charges of driving while revoked and speeding. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Also on Sunday, Frankie Joe Guerin of Gypsum, Colorado was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. Earlier that same evening, Guerin was given a ride to the Shelby County Fairgrounds by police officers. At the time of her arrest at 7th and Court Streets, she was observed running, partially clothed. On July the 12th, 32-year-old Ian Lieb of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to an altercation in the 1700 block of 8th Street. Lieb was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with assault, displaying a dangerous weapon, for allegedly hitting Sandra Mice of Kimbleton. The incident involved the use of a steel-handled broom. That same day, 23-year-old Daniel Cagle of Purvis, Mississippi, was arrested following an altercation with 21-year-old Logan Ford of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and that occurred in the 600 block of Market Street in Harlan. Cagle was charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Ford was transported to Murtu Hospital in Harlan for treatment of injuries he suffered during the incident. Complaints were subsequently filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court, charging Ford with public intoxication and disorderly conduct as well. And then on July the 9th, 26-year-old Linda Heminger of Harlan was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault after an incident was investigated at a residence in Harlan, whereby she allegedly assaulted Reed Heminger, who's also from Harlan. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Labor Department says fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The number of applications fell by 24,000 to a seasonally adjusted 334,000. The less volatile four-week average dropped by 5,250 to 351,000. Relief from the largest heat wave of the summer could be on the way to some in the U.S. From the Midwest all the way to the Northeast, the humidity in some areas has made it feel like it's more than 100 degrees. Forecasters say thanks to a cold front from Canada, cooler temperatures are likely to sweep through the Midwest and into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeastern states by Saturday. Until sometime this weekend, temperatures are expected to linger near 100 degrees southwest of Palm Springs, California, as nearly 3,000 firefighters battle a 30-square-mile wildfire. Some 6,000 residents and visitors in the mountain community of Idlewild and surrounding communities have been forced to evacuate. The blaze has destroyed several structures and is only 15% contained. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in the funeral announcements, Laura Pardee, age 102 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Laura Pardee will be today at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Maxine Butler, age 92 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A lunch in honor of Maxine Butler will be today at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Community Room in Atlantic. Terry Lee Derby, age 65 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A celebration of life service for Terry Derby will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Thomas Gock, age 62 of Carroll, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Gock will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Funeral Home in Carroll has the arrangements. And Susan Mahaland, age 94 of Littleton, Colorado, died September 13th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Susan Mahaland will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. That's a check of the news, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.